I got shooters touch. Can't nobody ball like me.
I was getting a lot of no letters. And I kept some of the letters because it was like motivation for me.
I was young in my coaching career. I did know that those guys I was coaching, this was their one opportunity.
If you really want the players to like you, just make them better.
If I want to keep playing this game, you know, as a job, I have to continue to get better at that.
You have to figure out a way to carve out some value that you have that you can bring not only to your team but also your profession.
It's really good information, and I pick up little nuggets all the time.
For me, it's all about confidence, man. You have to have confidence to be a shooter, to be a basketball player in general, to have success. It's all about confidence. If they walk a mile in my shoes, then they can ball like I do. But my game different, not the same
with it. I travel now, y'all just change pivots. Shooters, welcome in to another episode of the Shooters Touch podcast. We have a special edition for you. We are actually going to throw it back. We're going to do a sneak peek. We haven't done one of these in a while, so we're going to have some fun with this. In the past, our sneak peeks, we kind of focused on a specific shoe, and so go back and take a look at those and see which ones we've done in the past. Spent a little time going over each shoe, but tonight we're bringing on a special guest. Adam is not with me, so I'm bringing in a buddy of mine that I'll introduce here in just a second that we're just going to kind of go through and just talk sneakers from growing up to our college days to just kind of being involved in what's active in the NBA, what we wore, what we liked, a little bit of some flipping and some holding and some sneakers that we have as well. And so should be a lot of fun. We hope you enjoy it. Obviously, basketball in sneakers, whether you're an actual sneakerhead or not, obviously you care about what you've worn out there on the floor before. And so you don't have to be a sneakerhead to just enjoy a really nice pair of sneakers. And so that's kind of what our hope is tonight, is that you're going to have some fun. Just listen to us talk about it. So with that, got to bring on my buddy here, my guy, Jordan Atchison. Buddy of mine from back in the Wartburg days. He played basketball at Kirkwood and then transferred over to Wartburg. And Jordan, I don't know if I've ever actually told you this story or not, but I was thinking about it as we're getting ready for this podcast. So I think the night in which that we met would have been going into my freshman year team camp. We always had to go and work team camp there at Wartburg. You were transferring over from Kirkwood at the time. So this first night we worked all day camp, and then we had an opportunity as a team to kind of get together afterwards. And I'm pretty sure that you were wearing the low Jordan 9s in the night that I met you, the pearl blue ones. And let me tell you, I've probably seen more polar bears in my life than I have low Jordan 9s. And so from that night on, with you rocking them Jordan 9s, obviously you would come over with you from Kirkwood. I was like, you know what? I think me and this guy might be able to get along. And sure enough, here we are all these years later, still boys. And so, Jordan, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you. Happy to be here to talk sneakers. And yes, the low nines came out when I was at Kirkwood, and I wore them my sophomore year there. So,
did you wear them? You wore them on court?
Yeah, yes. You did. Yes, I did. Yep.
Because I know then maybe it was that following year they became the bar shoe, because I wore them to the bar a few times too. And I think we just kicked them off behind the bush at the 1308 when we got home.
Yeah, they go in cycles. You know, they're good for the court, and then they aren't good enough for the court, and then you got to find a different use for them. So they went through some different times and some different activities.
That's awesome. So you wore the nines that your first year at Wartburg, because what – We had those low top Jordans, right? What did we have that the team shoe was? Do you remember?
Yeah, some guys wore those low Jordan.
Those black,
like all black team shoes, which I didn't like all that much. I'm not a super low top. You know, I don't like to play in those. And that right. So the low nines were like more like a mid,
right?
The low top Jordan, all black Jordans, I was out on. So I went with like some standard all black Nike shocks that were like the team shoe. That's what I wore in my first year and second year. I wore the team shocks my second year too.
That's right. I do remember that now that you say that.
Although I did borrow your playoff 12s against Cornell.
That's right. Yes, that was one. And you played well that night too, if I remember correctly. So was that the, That was the dunk night too, right? Did you get a dunk that night? Might have traveled before, but didn't you get a
That was against Central that I traveled, and then against Co after the buzzer.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Good times. No, yes. That's right. I forgot, man. So what did you think of this? So I had one pair of shocks, and I never laced them up to play in. What do you think of the shocks? Did you enjoy playing in those, or what are your thoughts there?
I did. For both years, they lasted the entire season, all practice, all games. They were comfortable, and they had good support, good grip. I had no complaints about them.
And they were like they weren't the Vince ones. I remember which ones you were talking about, but they were like those team shocks that you saw quite a bit of, but they weren't the Haluska ones either. You remember those shocks that Haluska wore?
Yep,
that kind of looked a little bit like the playoff 12s. And I can't confirm or deny, but it sounds like he did a bunch of his own shoe surgery on those things to get those things to last as long as he did, because he wore those for 3 years at Iowa. Like, yeah. It was crazy that those were able to last that long. But I know people, you get a pair of them shocks, man. They seem to have really liked them.
Yeah, like I said, they were durable. They lasted for me, and I liked them. I like playing in them.
That's good. What else? So what else did you wear at Kirkwood? Do you remember?
Yeah, Kirkwood we had. So we were Adidas at Kirkwood.
Oh, that's right.
Which, can't complain. But we got like the team issue. Like, I don't even know what they were called, honestly. They were like the first year they were white and blue.
Yeah.
And I think they had like the foot technology, like the first Kobe's had.
Yeah.
So they had that technology in them, and they were just a team issued shoe, which they were fine. Those were not as durable. Like everyone on our team like ripped them out. Somewhere in the season. And then I wore, I don't know if I'm going to be able to describe these correctly. I should have done my research on this, but they were Air Max.
Yeah.
And they were white, and they looked almost like the outside was like foamposite, but it was, I can't remember what they're called, but I played in those for the rest of the year, and those lasted the whole time. And then the second year we got another team issued shoe, and it was, these things were huge. They were like really heavy, really super high tops. And then I played around with, the nines and some other shoes. I think I got some all black, like KG and ones for road games, because we have black jerseys. So I think I wore the team issued ones in practice and then different shoes in games.
So a couple of things. One, obviously the Adidas, it wasn't as much of a priority then, if they would let you kind of wear your other stuff. Is that what I'm picking
up? Yeah, our practice gear was Adidas, and then we had the shoes, but like our game jerseys and all that, or our team issued sweats, like none of that was. Like, right. Our first year wasn't Adidas, second year it was. So, no, there was no it was not mandatory to wear the team-issued shoes.
Gotcha. That makes sense. And you say that now that I think about it. I'm pretty sure I still got a Kirkwood basketball hoodie floating around here somewhere. So, appreciate that. You talked about team or practice shoes. How big of a difference were you? Did you always kind of try to have a practice shoe? It sounded like you had a home and away shoe every once in a while. Going all the way back, even high school, Kirkwood, Warburg days, did you tend to have a practice shoe, or how'd you treat that?
I usually wore the same shoes all the time, just for continuity's sake and not wanting anything to feel all that different between practice and games. And, like in going up through high school, it was, the Air Max Up Tempo, I think like 96, I wore my freshman year, or 94. My freshman year, and then it was the pennies. I think it was the twos, I believe. The penny twos.
Right.
Yep. And then my junior year, unfortunately, which I regret, is the Adidas Superstar Pro model, which that was what everyone wanted to get, so we got it. And then the last year was just your Nike team shoe. Like, I think it was the Air Max. I practiced and played in the same shoe.
Yeah.
The only time I didn't was at Kirkwood.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's something too. I know that it varies between players that have the ability to, be able to switch or it doesn't bother them that much, or, are able to do one or the other. And so it's always interesting to hear. I mostly had a practice shoe. I wore the Jordan 17s for much of my practice days. Like, I'm thinking even back in high school, like I wore the 17s. I know I wore the 17s at Warburg. until they finally ripped out. I love the 17s from a comfort standpoint. They were the white, white, black, and blue ones, and so they didn't go with anything. And I don't know if that's why they became just a practice shoe or not, but the 4 foot support on those and the grip on those were awesome, and so I love those. And then did a lot of, we were red and black at Algona, so that lended nicely with my Jordan addiction, because I would a lot of times wear the Concords at home with our whites, and then I would wear the bread 11s on the road. And so I flipped back and forth between those quite a bit. I wore the 14s, the 14 lows, white and blue. I remember my freshman year. I had the 14 lows, like low key, especially at that time, low key, good playing shoe. And then I wore the Reebok pumps a lot of my senior year, actually, which thinking back now, like the pumps were, it was cool because of pumps, and that was kind of the start of like the retro era. But from a weight standpoint, like, man, them were kind of heavy. Like, I don't know. And I wore those a lot. Like, I should have worked something else in and realized what the heck was going on. But, and then I think my freshman year at Wartburg, had those all black. Everyone was wearing those all black. So I'm pretty sure I wore the all black Jordan 2s is what I got, which I don't know. 2s are, they were okay. Could have came up with something better. Obviously, then those playoff 12s as well got some run. That was a much better fit. But yeah, it's fun to think back, and it's fun to go down and think about what you had and what you wore and why. And like you said, sometimes you're like, man, like what was I doing wearing those? And then you fast forward to now, and what we'll kind of start to get into here in just a minute, but like today's technology and like the way that some of these shoes are, I mean, we'll just fast forward all the way to the Kobe Sixes. I mean, the Kobe Sixes is a shoe that I wore post Wartburg at, you know, some runs at the field house in Iowa City and some old man league stuff. And man, the Sixes are nice. Like, there's everything about those, from weight to grip to support, it's crazy. It's not a surprise to me that that last year was the number one worn shoe in the NBA. And it's sweet. It's just sweet. And it got obviously all those Grinch colorways, and some of that that you've seen here as of late is really awesome. But like, I think about those Kobe Sixes that I had, I'm almost positive that I picked them up at the Nike outlet. Like, in the day when those Kobe's were out, like, there just wasn't appreciation for the Kobe's like there is now, which obviously I get why on a big part of that, but those shoes were legit. Have you had an opportunity to hoop in any of the Kobe's?
So I didn't have a pair of Kobe's ever until within the last year.
Okay.
And so I have the Mamba Focus. I've got two pairs of them, which they just released like within the last couple of years. But those are actually, I just said, I didn't play in Lowe's then. I play in them now.
Right. Well, but it's different. The Lowe's now is different though.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So they're so light, like compared to most any other shoe I've ever played in. It's just as light as the KDs that I've played in, which are super light. So it's just a very different type of experience playing in those versus playing in what I played in when I was actually playing, because they're just, the weight difference and the technology is so different.
Well, it's so different just with the base, like you said, the base and the weight, because it's like you would have thought, or you know, our dads, if they would ever said that we're playing basketball in Lowe's, they would be like, what are you talking about? Like, you have no support. But those things are more supportive than, I mean, most of the high tops, and the technology in them is unbelievable. And it's crazy too on how some of that changes. Cause even in the Kobe's, we start getting into some of that drop heel, some of that like negative heel stuff. You know, as you start to get into, what is it, the 8s and the 9s. That's too much for me. There's no surprise. And I think it's been pretty well documented that might have had something to do with his Achilles injury.
Yeah.
And obviously at the age we're at, we probably shouldn't even be out there hooping anyway, let alone trying to get the ultimate edge and worry about blowing Achilles out. And so that drop heel stuff. And then, cause it was the 8s. Cause then I think the 9s were the ones that Fox will still wear every once in a while, the super high, right?
Super high.
Yeah, with like the
it's like it looks like boxing shoe.
Yeah, you're yes. right. That's a good way to describe it. Yeah, it was the nine. Yeah, the nine high elites, and they look like a boxing boot. That was that would have been the recovering from the Achilles injury, because yeah, eight was would have been the Achilles ones, but eight I remember. See, but I don't know, because then he came back in the 11s. I believe it was the 11s were low, were super kind of like looked like a F1, like you were driving F1 in those things.
Yeah, the 11s look like you, it's like super low profile compared to every other one of the Kobes up until that point.
Right.
Like they almost look like they don't have a soul.
Right.
It's like super thin. And I saw people playing in them and I was like, you know, I it must work for them. They just, they, it didn't really even look like a basketball shoe, honestly.
It kind of reminds me, remember those Vibram five finger, five toe shoe thingies that were hot for a minute? Like, that's kind of what that reminds me of is like, hey man, nothing is better, you know?
Yeah.
And those were just, yeah, that no thanks. No thanks for me on those. But the Kobe 7s. So do you remember the Kobe 7s that had the Kobe system in them?
Yep.
Yes, had I the do. Ones. So I had a pair of 7s that, God, I love those shoes. And I love this Kobe system, actually. Like that little ankle support thing. Like it was a full insert with the little booty thing all the way up. That was legit. Like I could get behind the Kobe system on those 7s.
Yeah, because you could opt to play with the Kobe system and without. You could just take it out.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
It came with the two inserts, and you could go one or the other. And so, while we're talking about that too, the Mellows. So, I actually played in a pair of I had the same shoe. In two different colors, but they also came with like an inner like compression sock as well. I think it would have been the Mellow 4s. Do you ever get into any Mellows? It was kind of short lived, so there weren't a ton. But did you ever get a chance to take down any Mellows?
I did not wear any Mellows. I did not get a chance to do that. The only kind of off Jordan I wore were CP3s. I had two pairs of those. That I played in, which I liked.
Which one? What are the CPs did you play in?
I played in the CP3 fours.
Fours, yep.
Yep.
And then I had a pair of fives. I liked the fives too.
I had the fours and the fives, like red fours, and then like my brother-in-law made some custom fives, and they didn't fit him right, so he was like, here's some custom CP3s. I'm like, thank you. And I still wear them. I'll rotate them in the playing rotation every once in a while.
Yeah, I just stopped wearing my CP5s. Like I'll go 4 or 5 months without playing, and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go play again, and it's what do I got? And it was usually going to the fives, and then I wore them a couple times, and I could tell the heel is always the indicator that it's like maybe time to swap these out. But the fives were good, the fours were good too, and then I had one pair of the threes in that Hornets colorway that were pretty sweet too. And so CP3s have been pretty good. I like those. Mm-hmm. Like you said, from an off-brand Jordan, it's hard because, like, again, we're kind of Jordan kids, but we talked a little off air, you can't hoop in a lot of the Jordans, and you don't want to hoop in a lot of the Jordans. And so you kind of run into a little bit of that issue where you're like, hey, I still like to have the jump man, but you know, I'm also not going to go out there and try to get buckets in a pair of fours, you know? And so it is a little bit hard, but we kind of brought up a few here along the way and jumped around a little bit before we kind of keep going through a little bit of the league and some of the newer technology. I want your Mount Rushmore, Jordan. Tell me what is your four favorite basketball shoes of all time.
Okay, I'm going to preface this Mount Rushmore by saying, like, this is all about my childhood nostalgia for me and what I remember and what I still feel today. So 30 years later or more. So number one for me is Jordan 11 Concords. Yep. That is peak Michael Jordan, peak Bulls, 96, 72 and 10, win the championship, beat the Sonics. Like, That's number one for me. Air Jordan Playoff 12s. I like the original 12s, but the Playoff 12s, for some reason, that colorway, like, pops for me. I love the white toe, and I just love that shoe. I played in it. I played in yours. Had a great game. And again, that's like, okay, Michael Jordan hitting the game winner against Utah in game one of the finals.
Like, yep.
Love it. So that's number two for me. Number third one would be the cement threes.
Mm.
Just that's good. Now, basketball shoe, don't know if I'd ever hoop in it, but as far as like just the look of the shoe, the classic, the design, the different colorways, like it's super versatile. You can wear it to play basketball. You can wear it with jeans. You can wear it with shorts. You can, it's just an overall, one of my favorite Jordan designs of all time is the threes. And I have, I don't know, four or five different colorways of those that I rotate in and out. And then last for me is the OG ones. Where it all started. I never had a pair of the ones until probably within the last couple years. And I like all the different colorways in those too. And they just, like I said, they're obviously, I'm not going to play in them. But I will, I rotate them in. I wear them with different things and, actually wore them to Thanksgiving with the family. So, so that's my four, and it's all Air Jordan. Cause I just think they're the pinnacle of basketball shoes.
Yeah, no, that's great. I love that. Speaking of the threes, have you seen the Navy ones that they are teasing that supposedly coming out here?
I have seen them.
Those are nice.
Yes, they are.
Like that white and Navy just looks good. I mean, you talk about that shoe is for sure one of my favorite silhouettes in the Jordan line, without a doubt. And it has been, truthfully, for the longest time. I'll get to my Mount Rushmore in a minute. Those didn't make the list because mine went a little bit more on the playability side of things. But the cement threes, although I played a game in the True Blue threes in high school, and things went pretty well actually in those. And so I can get behind that. Those both white, black, the True Blues, these Navy ones look nasty. I mean, there's been some good, the infrared ones in those is also nice. God, I think I had a pair. I played in some infrared now I think about it too. And then I'm pretty sure I got a dead stock pair as well. And then I got a size of kids 11 in those infrareds when I was working at Foot Locker. And so I think all three of my youngest all wore those. That was quite the scoop. Like 16 years before I was even thinking about having kids to scoop a pair of those, but worked out. But all right, so my Mount Rushmore. So obviously Jordan 11s, you mentioned that. That's almost like anyone anywhere close to our age bracket, it would be hard to not say the Jordan 11s. Just all the things that you mentioned, from Jordan wearing them to just the actual appearance of those shoes. I mean, you can look at them and, you know, Concord breads, Space Jams might be one of my, I really like Space Jam. I've never had the Space Jams, but from a colorway, love the Space Jams. Cool grays, same thing. I mean, that shoe, and you could play in that. You could realistically hoop in some 11s and be fine, you know, and I'm sure there's some better technologies out there, but that shoe is legit. And so then the second one's the Kobe 6s. Out already a little bit on here. That shoe, from a playability standpoint, comfort, just again, colorways and design, that one was really good. This next one might surprise you a little bit. I was maybe reaching a little bit because I'm going straight playability on what I've played in and what I've worn and enjoyed from a playability standpoint. But I'm going the Huarache 2K5s. Do you remember these, Jordan?
Yes. Yes, I do. Those things were super hot for an entire year or two. Actually, there was two versions of them. So back-to-back years that were the really, 2K4s, really popular.
The 2K4s, I think, had a little bit longer run But then the 2K5s came out like right around March Madness. So you know how Nike will do this sometimes, and they release those. So I remember Salim Stoudemire at Arizona wearing these 2K5s and obviously just flaming out there, just getting buckets. And I was like, And so I ended up getting the gray, black, and white ones. And those things were so comfortable. Like, they kind of looked big and clunky, but they were not. Like, they were light and responsive. And I really enjoyed those. Those were good. They probably, durability-wise, they probably didn't last quite as long, like, just because they were so light and soft. But the 2K5s were nice. They had a moment in time. And so mix things up a little bit with that. And then I should have known you were going to go 12s, but I also have the 12s on my list. And it's hard because, like, you think about, so we'll kind of transition into Jordans here a little bit too, because would you go 10 or would you take 10, 11, 12 or 3, 4, 5? What do you think is a better run? Would 10, 11, 12? Or 11, 12, 13. I like the 13s a lot too. That might even be a tougher cause, is going 11, 12, 13, or 3, 4, 5. 3, 4, 5, those silhouettes, that's a good run too. Which one, if I told you could only wear one set of three, which ones would you go with?
I'd go with 11, 12, and 13.
Yeah.
Because I played in them all. My favorite one to play in is probably the 13s.
So comfortable
and very cushiony, and the 12 is not far behind.
Right.
And then the 11 feels completely different from those, mm-hmm. but in a different way, but in a good way. But I played a lot. I mean, I wore out a pair of 12s and 13s playing in them post, you know, college, like,
right.
When it, just up here playing open gyms. And so I would have to go 11, 12, and 13. Now, if you're asking me what would I want to wear for the rest of my life, then I would change it a little bit and go, give me the ones, threes, and fours. But,
right. You know,
but if we're talking basketball, it's got to be 11, 12, and 13.
Yeah, that was a good run. Speaking of the 13s, I have a pair of low 13s, black and blue, essentially is what they are. They have a name. I should know what it is. But talking about the rarity in your low nines, not a lot of low 13s out there. I think they made the black and blue ones, and I think they made a black and chutney color ones, and I don't think they made a whole lot of them. Now they're a little funky. I can get why they didn't go mass produce on those, but the low 13s are interesting. While we're talking lows and while we're talking this run, the low 12s, man, sneaky good. Obviously, we both got a boy in Jason Staggy who wore the shit out of some low 12s. I mean, he wore those things, and that was his shoe. You know, he mostly was white and black. Did he never went playoff? Did they make playoff lows?
I'm not sure if they made playoff lows, but Jason had the original lows.
The white and black.
Yeah. The taxis.
Yep. And he wore those a lot and just obviously did his thing in that. But then transitioning, I got the playoff low 12 golf shoes though.
Same.
Yeah, that was a must. That was getting the cart right as soon as those came out.
100%. And yes, they did make a 12 retro playoff low.
Wow.
2017.
Did they ever make the white and reds? Were not my favorite in the 12. So if we're white and black, playoff, I didn't mind the navy. Remember the navy and white that kind of would think you as a playoff. I think Mike Jackson up in Iowa.
He wore them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny you say that because I was going to mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wore them, yeah.
Though because I remember him coming out in those and being like, oh, dang, those are sick, especially with those jerseys that they had too.
Because they were navy and baby blue.
Yep.
Yeah, that was cool, yeah.
Those were legit. And so that was good. Yeah, those were good. And then obviously we went on all the 11 colorways too. Did you ever have any 11 lows?
I did not. No.
I had I have the original, like the 11, like the first time they did the 11 lows when they didn't have the patent on them. You remember when they did those? And
yeah, they're gray.
I have the cool gray one. Yep. And then I also have the white and black. I actually have the Concord 11 lows. Dead stock back there. I should pull those out, take a look at those. Those are I forgot I had those until I said that. But yeah, that was interesting. And now you see the 11 lows with the patent, which yeah. makes sense. It's like, how do you do an 11 without having the patent leather on there?
Right.
And then I still kind of kick myself. I did not get in on the 11 low golf shoes. Did you ever scoop any of those or not?
I tried. I did not get the, the lottery. I did not win those, unfortunately. Yeah. And now they're like $500-$600.
It's yeah. crazy. Yeah. I was in the same boat. Cause I think I jumped in on the lottery and didn't get a chance cause they didn't make very many of those.
No.
And then I kind of forgot about it and whatever, but I was like, that would be one stretch there that, would definitely like to have that back. But so while we're on it, cause it's maybe we'll kind of, I don't know if yours are Jordan's, it might, but what do you think's an underrated? You got an underrated shoe? I asked you to kind of think a little bit about maybe what is the most underrated shoe?
Yeah. So this again is from what I played in. And I actually forgot about this when we were talking about Kirkwood earlier, but I started that year playing in the Reebok Question Lows.
Mm.
And yeah. I didn't, they were about worn out by that time when I got there, but I played a lot of basketball in those shoes and they were super comfortable and super durable and they had a super unique look.
I had a pair of the Question. I didn't have the lows. I like the lows though. I like the look of the lows, the highs or the mids or whatever the ones that I had, I would have had a tough time playing in, but there's some people that I know that a lot of people have played in the lows. So that's a good one. So you're going Question Lows. That's your underrated one.
Question. And then I have one more.
Okay.
I got the T-Mac. Actually, the mm-hmm. T-Mac 1s and 2s. 1 and 2.0. Which they came out right when I was around Kirkwood. And they came out in blue and white. And so D-Web had some.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I wore his for some reason. And they were a great basketball shoe. Actually, I just don't think they get talked about enough.
Yeah, those did have a moment. Like yeah. you saw T-Max. I mean, you saw those a lot, especially mm-hmm. those, especially the ones, especially the twos, because that would have been obviously earlier Orlando.
Yeah.
And I mean, you kind of honestly, I mean, like to shoot, you just kind of, you forget a little bit about Tracy McGrady and how good he was too.
Yes.
You remember when we went to the Boys and Girls Club in Waterloo and had to play with the kids when we were at Warburg? Do you remember doing that?
I vaguely remember doing that.
So when we went, I remember when we went, and I know we kind of went in waves, so we probably weren't together, but I remember we went and we were playing pickup with those kids and it was fun. That was actually a really cool experience. Probably should do more of that. But I remember when we were there, and this kind of tells you a little bit of the era that we were in. One of the kids, every time he shot and he thought it was in, he would go McGrady. Like he was on that. He was on that T-Mac. Like that was that era of time where McGrady was doing his thing. And, you know, we would shoot it with Jordan, MJ, whatever. And he was going McGrady every time. Yeah. And so that's funny. And a kid I played with in high school. Yeah. He went T-Mac 1s, T-Mac 2s. It's the 2 years he played with me and was just all about him. So that's a good one. I can get behind that. And definitely now this far down the road, that's a good underrated. So my underrated, I'm going to stick in the Jordan family. I'm underrated. I'm going to go with the Jordan 20s. So the 20s had the podule gripping underneath, and then the ankle strap is obviously what probably most people remember them for. And then the lace guard over the top. And it's hard when you get post Jordan playing, the Jordans get really hard. And it's hard to, remember what they were because they're kind of connect his accomplishments with the shoe. But the 20s were nice. And that's, again, from a playability standpoint, actually super comfortable. I think very underrated. I have the chutney ones, the white black chutney ones with like laser etching on them. They're sick. Like they're just a sick shoe. Like probably not anything you're ever going to just wear out and about. Like you have to be hooping in it. Ray Allen wore them a lot. There's some really cool colorways that Ray had his time in Boston and with the Heat. And so the 20 is my underrated one. My 1B would be the 17s, but I've kind of talked in extent on here about my
my love for the Jordan 17. So I'll kind of save everybody on that, but that would be my underrated, my other one. But what do you got for overrated? What do you think? And this is hard because it's all your perspective, but do you got for maybe overrated?
So this is going to be, this probably will be unpopular, but my overrated shoe is the Air Jordan 2.
Okay.
I just can't figure out how they went from the 1 to the 3 and decided on that being the 2. It's like a completely different shoe. So, and I don't know, I just said I've never liked the look of it. And so that would be, and I've never had them and I've never played in them. So from that standpoint, I'm not commenting based on that. It's more for me, like the look and just the overall like look and design of the shoe, like being like one of the first Air Jordans. It just, it seems like it doesn't fit.
It is. It does feel out of place. When you look at that line, and obviously the Jordan line will go in that way. Sometimes, I mean, you look at, you know, we talked about 11, 12, 13, 14s were good. I really liked the 14s. And then I mean, 15s might be one of the ugliest basketball shoes ever. I mean, the 15s were so bad.
Yeah. I think the 15s would have been okay if they didn't have like the pointed tongue.
And that was bad. Here's the other thing. I have a pair of 15s and they are not comfortable. Like they're just brutal. And so that's the other problem, is that they look about as comfortable as they are, and so it's bad. Although I do remember Mike Henderson wearing the white and Carolina 15s at Future Stars Shootout, and obviously cooking people in them.
Yeah, of course.
But that's what Mike was doing in high school, and so he made them look good. But I just, the 15s, and that's not my overrated, because I think everybody would agree with me. So that's not an overrated shoe, but that just tells you. And then 16, I was good with 16. So that, again, so now the 16s have the strap over top. Those ones are actually pretty comfortable. I could get behind the 16s. But yeah, every once in a while, Jordan sneaks one in where you're like, what is going on? But my overrated, and this was tough for me because I was trying to really think about, okay, so there has to be some hype around it. And this is going to be super unpopular, but I think there's some over hypeness in the Jordan 1s. And that is not to take away from the shoe. It's more to take more to say to the amount of people just saying, yeah, I need some AJ1s. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's more of where I was coming from. And you and I talked a little bit about this off air, but it's like everybody right now, it's like it kind of goes with the pandas. So like the pandas are clearly played out right now. Like everybody's got to have a pair of pandas. And it feels like the Jordan 1s are creeping that way, because it's like, well, they're not dunks. These are actually Jordan 1s. And so, you know what I mean? So there's a little bit of that. So I don't think the shoe is actually overrated. I just think that it's starting to get maybe overhyped would be a better way.
I get it. I mean, I understand that point of view. I certainly think like the OG, like original colorway, like those for sure. Definitely. What's fun, I just got back from – I was in Asia for traveling for work. And so you go into any shoe store over there, Nike, Foot Locker, like, you know, they have like the big ones, and it's, you know, they've got a few Jordans over here, and then they have like a wall of dunks in all every color. And then you see every age of people wearing them, the dunks, more than any other shoe. And so it's like, I think it, like to your point, like with the pandas, it's like, that's not just here. That's everywhere. This is no joke. I'm in Tokyo in the subway. There's what seems like a million people in there, and a guy comes up to me when I'm waiting for the train and goes, well, I had my Air Jordan 1s on. He goes, oh, Air Jordan 1, like gives me a thumbs up. So like these, like they just know these shoes everywhere, like especially like in Asia. It's like very much a lot of shoe sneaker culture, and like a lot of big NBA fans too.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very, very much a thing over there that they're living, you know, through our culture.
Yeah.
And doing that. And so that's interesting. And yeah, that's what I mean. I mean, even the dunks, like like you a dunk in front of me. Yeah, I like it. It's clean. It's simple. It's a nice shoe. Like, again, I'm not hating. I plenty of my own ones. It's just, it's like, oh man, 5-10 years then when people have moved on to whatever the new thing is, then you can be like, oh yeah, look at those. Like that's a little bit of how I roll with it. So,
well, with that said, it's interesting that what is like the next thing that comes up that's super popular. So I can't remember what they're called, but they're like the white, very, very high top Nikes now that like all the high school kids are wearing.
Those Blazers. Yeah.
That's it. That's what it is. So it's like everywhere you look, Blazer, 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 Blazer. And mm-hmm. like everyone's wearing them. It's, and I'm like, they're okay. I don't really want any, but like everyone else is buying them. It's wild.
It is wild. And the other thing too, it's funny you bring that up because having a 16-year-old daughter, I see a little bit more of this and what's going on. White sneakers, man. And like, I remember always having a pair of white 90s, like Air Max 90s, a white pair of 90s. Yep. It kind of started getting a little raggedy. You get a new one. Like, I remember always having the white shoes. And so like, I don't want to go too hard on the white shoe right now, but like, these kids, like that's all they want, white, like everything, all white. Like she just asked for a pair of white Air Max 97s for Christmas, which okay. I can get behind that. But then I look at her closet and it's like she's got all white, two pairs of all white 90s, she's got all white on clouds, she's got two pairs, I mean everything's all white. I'm like, what are we doing? Why are you gonna want to get a pair of $160 97s all white? Like let's have some fun. Like, let's get some color. You have white shoes. Like, you're good to go. Like, but no, that's what everybody. It's, same thing with those 270s.
Oh, yes. The 270s big too. Yes.
And I don't know if do you have any 270s?
I do, but they're golf shoes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I've tried on the 270s. They're not comfortable. And maybe it's just me. Like, it pushed me forward. Like, that airbag, like, it feels, And I tend to like when my shoes, I wear them on the small side anyway. And so now I'm like bursting out the front. Like I can't do 270s. And those things had a moment on those 270s.
Yeah, I agree. The golf shoes, they're like, I'm only wearing them for like 3 hours, thankfully. Right. But they're like very narrow for me. And I have a narrow foot anyway. So I'm just like, it doesn't make much sense. The nice thing is you don't really have to tie them. Like they're just on your foot, which is kind of nice, but for golf, they're okay. But yeah, they're, you know, the all whites and then the black or the all blacks definitely had a moment for sure.
Well, so let me ask you this, but we're on this kind of need to have type of basis. So if you have Air Force Ones, some one lows, I'm all right. Yeah. You got to get some one lows. So Air Force Ones, Air Max Ones, or Air Max 90s. Like if there's one shoe that say, hey Jordan, these are all you're gonna get to wear the rest of your life, are you choosing the Air Force Ones, the Air Max Ones, or the Air Max 90s? What silhouette? We can get you whatever colors you need in them, but what silhouette are you going with?
Air Max Ones. I like those. So this is gonna sound weird, but my issue with the Air Max 90s is I've never had a pair that I could keep the tongue from sliding to the side. And no matter how I lace them, and that's like a thing, like it's probably a weird thing with me, but I feel like I have to fix the tongue all the time. And I have the Air Max 90 golf shoes, same thing. Really? And I'm like, how is this possible? But I love the way they look. It's just like, if I have to keep adjusting the tongue. Now I have had Air Max Ones too, and I didn't have that issue. And I like the way they look. I like the way they fit. They're like a classic wear a lot with anything type of shoe. And they're just more comfortable. Like the Air Force Ones for me aren't that comfortable. And they're very heavy.
They are. I would honestly, I would lean towards the one. Like if you would ask me 5 years ago, I don't think there's any way I would go against the 90s, but my last couple pairs of ones, they are just a little more comfortable. Like it is just like, and I'm getting to the point where, I want them to look cool, but comfort, man, is everything, because if they're not comfortable, man, I'm not gonna wear them. So
exactly.
So that's so the ones. Now, do you remember the '90s when they came with the extra little support? You remember when they used to have the little, like the little arch thing in there? Do you ever pop? Do you ever put one of those in? You ever?
I didn't. No. Here's a crazy. So I remember my stepdad. He was a big runner back in the day. He used to run marathons and stuff. I remember when he got the first Air Max 90s.
Wow.
And the original colorway and ran in them.
Yeah. Was it the Bolt? Was it, or what color was first? Or was it green? No, was it red?
It was a red. It was red. It was like gray, red, black.
Yep.
And I remember though, and I was like, what are those things? Those things look unbelievable. And I'll never forget that. He pulled them out and he started running in them.
Yes, that's crazy to think about. Well, so real quickly, we got to go on this because I know that we share a love for the Vomeros. And so talk about having a moment. We've been on the Vomero train here for several years. And apparently Nike heard us because they're coming back with all sorts of colorways. And they're bringing back those. It's the fives, right, that they keep coming out with some different colors. Man, if you... The last couple ones haven't been quite as good, but if you are not on the Vomeros from a comfort standpoint, you want to wear some Nikes, you gotta check out these Vomeros. Like, even if I know you run in them, you're a runner. I am walking the dog in them, but those things are legit. I mean, the Bowerman series, like back when they had the Bowerman series, man, those Vomeros, the twos, oh man. What are your thoughts on these new ones coming out though?
There's some of the colorways that I like. Like, I think they're releasing like I can't remember what they called it. Cargo Khaki and Sequoia is like the next one they're releasing this week, November 29th.
That's a little tough.
Like, I don't know where I would wear those, but there's some that they released recently that I would definitely wear. I would probably buy them to run in, if I'm being honest. I did notice the other day, I'm pretty sure, one of LeBron James's Instagram posts, they were traveling to a game. He's got the all-white Vomeros on with like a full white, like,
nice.
LBJ jumpsuit with the all-white Vomeros, which look real clean.
Well, LeBron gets it too. He's 38, so he knows what he needs.
Yeah.
You know what else is funny too with the Vomeros is our guy OD, Oliver Drake, he still runs in the Vomeros.
Okay.
I got a message from him probably not that long ago. He's like, hey, man, thanks for putting me on those Vomeros. Like, apparently, and I don't even remember, but I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years ago, whatever it was. I think it was probably shortly after I got mine. I was at, when I was either working at Foot Locker or Shields or whatever, but I must have said something to him. You know, because he would have still been at Warburg and getting into his training days or whatever. And so apparently he's been running in the Vomeros ever since. And so shout out OD on that. I've seen OD with some hot 90s on the sidelines too on a few pictures. So I think OD, he stepped up his drip a little bit here.
Good for him. I do remember him always having those Air Max at Warburg, coaching those all the time. He had some drip back in the day too.
He knows what he's doing. I hope all is well up in Wisconsin with him. All right, so recent purchases we talked a little bit about as we go along. So currently I'm playing in the Kyrie 5 lows. I don't really know. So we'll talk about Kyrie's here real quick. So the Kyrie 2s, stupid comfortable. Never actually played in them, but as a retired sneakerhead, when you go into the sneaker store, you still try a bunch of them on because you just want to see what they're like. I put those twos on and I'm like, I could play in these twos. And then I think the threes were all right. And then the fours got heavy. They were still pretty popular. And then the fives and then the lows started coming out, and the lows quickly started kind of taking place of the original Kyries. And so actually, I think my daughter's team ordered the Kyrie 5 lows for their team shoe, would have been last year. And when the hers came in, I kind of looked at them, I was checking them out. I'm like, So I jumped on and actually got the Kyrie 5 lows, and those are what I'm currently playing in. It's a nice shoe. Like, it just kind of, it's kind of everything you need, nothing you don't type of deal. So I really like that. What, one, what are your thoughts on some of the Kyries? And then two, what are you playing in right now?
I like the Kyries a lot. I've never had any. My son had the fives. Not the plane or anything. He just runs around in them. But they look cool. They were the all black ones. I really liked the look of them. And then for that year, I think in the NCAA tournament or something, everyone was wearing them because they had the multicolored bottom.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that? I remember that. They were like, a lot of the guys were wearing those during the NCAA tournament. So I just haven't had a chance to wear them or play in them.
So with the Kyries, like obviously that kind of deal soured. You know, he had years left on the contract and, you know, whatever was going on with that, obviously it ended. But I felt like Kyrie was really kind of starting to take over brand and kind of be that the next guy. And then obviously, unfortunately, it didn't work, but the shoes were slowly getting better. The technology, the design, you know, a little bit of what makes Kyrie, you know, he's a little quirky or whatever, but he always had those elements in his shoes too. Like there was some neat logos and some different things on them, which I always thought were kind of cool. And then, yeah, they became like the college team shoe. You were seeing a lot of them, both the fours and the fives, in both the lows and the highs. The twos were pretty good. You saw a lot of the three lows too. Mm-hmm. There was just a lot of those out there. And so we'll get to this in just a minute because I want to hear. So what are you currently playing in then?
Yeah, so I've got two different versions of the Nike Mamba Focus lows. They're both one's black with white soles, and then the others are like a black with gray.
Gotcha.
So I just kind of alternate those two, but they're super comfortable and very light. So that's currently what I'm playing in. And then I don't know, I like to mix it up. So sometimes I'll throw in the CP3s or I believe it's the KD5s. I'll toss in there sometimes.
Ooh, the KD5s. So is that the one, because you mentioned earlier, I was going to bring that back up, is you mentioned playing in the KDs. What KDs have you played in that you've really enjoyed?
So the 5 and the 7 are two that I've played quite a bit in, and those are enjoyable. And then I did play for a little bit.
So hold on. So the 5s and the 7s are like vastly different.
Yeah.
Right. So the fives have their higher top, but like you said, they're super lightweight.
Super. Like those are so light.
So light. And that's something too that truthfully, the reason why I know that those are so lightweight, not because I've ever played and worn in them, but for some auction thing or something, I can't remember. Somehow we got, I think maybe our guy, Jack Brownlee, might have hooked me up with a Nick Collison signed KD5. For an auction event that we did. Nice. And so it was like size 14 or whatever the shoe was. And it was super light. Like it was crazy on how the shoe that big was still that light. So I remember it being that light. I think Lee might've won the shoe at the auction. I think Lee might've bought the, that's funny. Now I gotta have to do some digging on that. But then the sevens were kind of heavy. Aren't they a little heavy? They got that air pocket in the back. Are they a little bit heavier?
They're heavier than the five, but I mean, probably a lot of shoes are, because those things are like right. Feathers.
Yep.
But I had like there was like an orange, yellow, and pink colorway in the sevens. They're like super unique shoe.
Yeah.
I just like the way they felt. And I like the way they looked.
So I played a lot in the KD6s, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah.
Those are nice. Like they're a little scary. Because they are what they look like, but again, super light in that, and it's weird because they're light because it's like it kind of has like that fly type of fly knit upper,
yep.
But then it has the airbag in them, and so I had those in the green, like the all green. I really like those, and then they did those KD60 elites with they did a full airbag on the bottom. That starts making me nervous. One, it gets heavy, but two, like from a stability standpoint.
Yep.
That's kind of a no for me. But KD line's been good. The fours were good. You still see some of those out there. The 14s were on the 16s now. The 14s with the strap. Those ones, you see a lot of those. Yep. You still see some of those in the league as well. And then, yeah, I mean, the 15s got a pretty good run. I think I need to look here. I got it. I think they were one of the top five. Yeah, I got them. They're one of the top five shoes worn in the NBA last year, which surprised me a little bit on the for the 15s. And then the 16s, I don't love the look of the 16s. I haven't tried them on, but I've seen a lot of dudes wearing them. So the 16s must be all right from a comfort standpoint as well. And so, I mean, KD's kind of, I mean, it right now from a Nike standpoint when it comes to signature shoes. It's kind of KD. And then obviously the Kobe's are still doing the Kobe thing. And then Sabrina's. The Sabrina ones, man, those look really nice. I'm not even gonna lie. Like I want to get my hands on them, get them on feet, see what I think. But what are your thoughts with those, with the Sabrinas, and with a little bit of where KD's it going to?
So the Sabrinas I've had in my cart more than once, and I've not pulled the trigger. I like the look of them. I like the different colorways they have. They just look like, I mean, they almost look like just like a different version, slightly different design than what the current KDs are.
The Sabrinas kind of feel like a mix between like all those, like they kind of feel, there's a little Kobe-ish to them. There's some KD in there that, you know, that the, with the funky swoosh going down, it's got a little Giannis in there. And so there's kind of a lot going on. That's what I think is kind of hard to, you know, turn away from. Cause you're like, dang, that's a good looking shoe.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that. There is a lot going on. I do like the look of them. I would like to try them out. I also think it's great that they're given a WNBA player, women's basketball player signature shoe. I think it's been a while, you know, like Cheryl Swoops had some. Back when, but I do think that like they need to do more of that. I think it's good for basketball in general to do that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's awesome that they went unisex with it as well.
Yeah.
And then it's just because truthfully, that's kind of what it's all come to. You know, the days of men's and women's basketball shoes is kind of gone. It's kind of like, you know, other than maybe some colorways, the sizing and everything, it's kind of all the same. Like they're wearing the Kyries and they're wearing the Dames and they're wearing, and so it's awesome. And it's awesome they have such a shoe. But the big thing, the big sign with that though, is then getting the guys in the league to be wearing the Sabrina ones. Like that's awesome. Like that's what really separates kind of everything with that. And so super cool. Super cool to be able to see those.
Other ones, real quick, I want to give a shout out to is this year's LeBrons, which I have not been that big of a fan of the LeBrons in the past, just because they seem like very heavy, high top, like, you know, they're almost like to his personality, like big, strong, 6'9",
280,
big, strong, athletic, like durable shoes, like, you know, you're gonna get to the basket no matter what. Like it's just like it looks like a very, you know, like just strong shoe for like a strong basketball player. This year's ones, like I've also been looking at those too, because I really like the more low top aspect of them. And again, they look, you know, they're looking kind of like, you know, what KD's have been recently, and maybe even the Sabrinas. And so I do like this year's LeBrons.
I like this year's, and I really like the 20s. So I like last year's too. Those were really nice. And, you know, I've kind of alluded to this a couple times now, but those 20s also made the top five in shoes worn in the NBA. So I'll just go through this real quick, and then I want to talk on the LeBrons a little bit more. But so I have Kobe 6s were clear cut, the number one shoe worn in the NBA last year. The PG 6s were two. Which saw a lot of those. We'll get into that. The PG might be its own segment, so we'll get into the PGs here in a minute. And then the Kobe 5s, which we haven't actually brought up, but Kobe 5s are wonderful too. Those are so good. Some really great colorways, very similar feel to the 6s. So that makes sense. And then, so different reports kind of had the KD 15s and the LeBron 20s kind of mixed around there on what the how the order of the top five was. But let's just go. So KD 15s and LeBron 20s. And then the Kyrie 7s were also in there. And then one report I saw had the Air Zoom GT cut in there as well. You do see a lot of guys wearing those. And so those 20s, man, and to your point, because I think so much of the LeBrons in the past have fit to be like what LeBron needs and with the support and system. And so it doesn't necessarily lend itself well. I mean, it's no secret that obviously guard signature shoes have kind of ruled the world since the signature shoe has come out. And so LeBron kind of finds himself a little bit in the middle, but he's also the greatest player ever, arguably. Yeah. And so it is hard. And so going through the line, so that the LeBron 2s, I mean, I've talked a little bit about it on this pod too, so I won't spend a lot of time. And I know Adam is a fan of them as well, but LeBron 2s were nice. I played a lot of games in the LeBron 2s. With the strap on them, those ones were good. Those ones were a little bit more weren't quite as heavy as some of the other ones as we moved down the early line of things. And then we start getting into the lows, so I had the low 9s and the low 10s in the Easter colorways. So they, for a little bit there, they were doing Easter drops. And so I got the low 9s and the low 10s in the LeBron Easters. I've worn the 9s a few times. I think the 10s are dead stock back there. But I really like the 8s as well, and the 8 lows specifically. And I think my all-time favorite LeBron is the South Beach 8. That shoe... And I don't know. I mean, the 8s were good. Like there was, I've never had a pair of the 8s. And so that's like one of those shoes too. When you go back and you kind of look at the lines and maybe what could have been, could have probably got on some LeBron 8s.
Yeah. The South Beach ones are, it's a very cool colorway.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I can't deny that. They look pretty cool.
So the 21s then for LeBron would be your first LeBron. You really haven't had any LeBrons?
No, I've never played in any. Really? Never had them. Never even had them.
Never even had a pair of lows or nothing, nope. Huh? Really?
Nothing.
That surprised me, especially as of late, because you kind of, you know, your sneaker game kind of went up and down, and now it's kind of where you're working your way back up. Like, you're way more involved in it again. And so you kind of know what the legacy that this guy's leaving, and you haven't scooped a pair yet. That surprised me a little bit.
Yeah, now that you put it that way, it's a little bit surprising for me too. And then the other one would be, you know, I didn't have any Kobe's for a really long time as well. So I think I need to get on the Sabrina and LeBron train here pretty quickly.
Yeah, there for sure. And this one, like you said, the 21s are good. The 20s are, I like those ones as well. And so that's good. There's some, definitely some good ones in the line. There's been some good ones throughout the year. Obviously we talked about Jordan's, we talked to Kyrie's, Kobe's. What's next? So what do we see? What's coming down the line? What do you think is going to be next, or who? I guess one thing before, why we kind of think a little bit about that, we do need to spend a minute on these PGs. So let's talk PGs. This was one that just came to an end. Not sure. I don't know what the whole contract deal was with that, if that was the initial plan or what. I'm a little surprised because the PG5s and the PG6s were so successful, or felt successful, I guess, from a spectator standpoint. It seemed like a lot of team shoes in the fives, and then I mean those sixes were everywhere, and you couldn't hardly get the sixes. Like, you could not. Like, I remember I was trying to get, I wanted to get the sixes in the, they had like a teal, they were like a black or a dark gray and teal ones, and forget about it. Like, they gave them to a bunch of the colleges, and as a consumer, it's like, you couldn't get them. Like, I don't even know if they publicly released those colors. And you see a lot of those guys in the league with all sorts of different sixes. They look comfy. They have that React like foam in the heel. And so those ones, I mean, the fives, you saw a lot of them. I wasn't a huge fan of the fives. I mean, the six, the ones look pretty good. And I know the ones are super popular. I know a lot of people still actually wear the PG ones. And those sixes, man, finally came with it, and then boom, PG signature shoe done. I know from a player standpoint, you're not sad about it, but tell me what you think here on these PGs.
I mean, I do like the look of them. It's just like you said, like Paul George is low on my list of favorite players to watch. But I mean, his shoes, if you look at all of them, like they're all pretty nice looking shoe, and they remain relatively consistent through all the different editions, which I think is something that you can't necessarily say for all the other, you know, signature shoes. You know, there's certainly some very drastic changes in the KDs and the LeBrons, but it looks like the PGs, you know, they stayed pretty consistent throughout. So he must know what he likes.
Well, and he also got in a little bit of trouble because he wore a lot of Kobe's even while he was probably supposed to be wearing his PGs, which makes sense too. But the other thing with the PGs, and I think too, going back to the Kyries, a part of and why you saw the team and the colleges wear them is they did a really nice job with the price point on those. Like, I don't think they ever got over 110. And that's the thing with those as well, as versus, you know, even going maybe back to a little bit of your LeBron situation here, is like 220 for a shoe I don't really like. Like, that's what's hard about it, is it's like, I'm not going to go out and buy a snow boot for 220. You know, it makes it hard. And so when you have those PGs and those Kyries and they are in that like 110 price point, it makes it really easy to be like, I'm going to try these. And then you're like, I really like them. And now next thing you know, you end up with two or three colorways. And so I do think that that's one thing, you know, with the PGs that was really nice was the price point. And like with the KDs, they kind of started out that way too. Obviously KD was young in his career, you know, and as technology and some stuff, those have obviously slowly made their way up quite a bit too. And so I think that maybe limits it from a consumer standpoint a little bit. But yeah, it's kind of too bad. It's kind of sad to see the PG line go away, because I thought that he did a pretty nice job. But so who's next? What do you think? Who's gonna be? We kind of talked about this. It's kind of got to be a guard, and so I don't know if that automatically rules Giannis out. I mean, the freaks. I don't know. I haven't been a huge fan. I'm not a huge Giannis fan, admittedly, as well. That might be something to do with it.
So you were mentioning Giannis. I am admittedly not that big of a fan either. But what I, to your point that you mentioned with the PGs, the price point, they're doing the same thing with the freaks. My son's got some. They're very reasonably priced, which I like, because like you said, like, what are you going to, you know, pay over $200 for, you know, LeBron's shoes? I just think it's smart on Nike's part to do that. You know, Giannis, not really a guard. You know, they did make a shoe for Ja Morant, which, as we know, is in a little bit of hot water. I saw that the T-Wolves guy, Anderson, was wearing them when they played in Memphis yesterday. I can't remember what they're called. There was some certain colorway. They look okay, but I think that if we're talking about who's next, based on, you know, Ja's kind of off-court stuff, you know, it's tough. I mean, if you're talking about who's performing right now, and I don't know who this person has a shoe deal with or if they do, but someone like Tyrese Halliburton would be an interesting thing for me, just because he's not currently playing, like, you know, his shot's unorthodox, but the guy just scores, passes, and rebounds every single night. He had 26 points in the third quarter the other night. I mean, it's crazy. And Indiana plays like a very up-tempo type of basketball. It's exciting. I mean, I think that would be interesting for someone like him to get a shot. And then if I'm going to – this one seems obvious to me based on what they're doing with Sabrina, but I think Caitlin Clark would make sense too.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm there. I just said two people that came or are currently in the state of Iowa. So you can call me a homer, but those two people stand out to me.
Yeah, no, those are both good. Halberton wears a lot of Kobe's. But he mixes it up a little bit too. You'll see him in some different stuff. But yeah, I know he tends to lean on the Kobe line. Obviously Caitlin wears those Grinches quite a bit too.
Yeah.
So it would be interested to see, obviously heavily inspired by Kobe and what those guys would come up with. So the Book ones are just coming out. What do you think about Devin Booker? That feels like he just took the Air Force One and said, I'm going to make this playable. Like, doesn't it?
It does. Not that you say that. Yes, yes.
I mean, that's what it looks like. It's like, hey, let's put a playable sole on the Air Force One. And I'm not mad at him. I don't probably not going to catch the mainstream on the books, but, you know, and I don't know if Devin Booker's, I mean, fun to watch. He's an extreme talent, but I'm not sure he's the guy. You know, so it'd be hard. Does Anthony Edwards, is he with anybody right now? Is he with Adidas?
Adidas.
Yeah.
He's an Adidas guy. Yeah.
He would be an interesting talent to try to figure out what to do with. Obviously, us going this long in the podcast and not even really mentioning an Adidas other than the T-Max from back in the day, maybe speak a little bit as far as where Adidas is at right now in their ability to grasp. You know, it's not that they have bad shoes. It's just not resonating. You know, you have the Dames, you have the Hardens. You have, I feel like I'm missing somebody else, but, you know, those just aren't, I don't know. They just aren't really catching. They aren't really taking off. Does Trae Young have a signature? No,
I don't. I'm not sure of, but Anthony Edwards has his for AE1s are out right now.
Are they?
Yes. And they don't look that all that appealing.
They're not.
No.
A new player is New Balance is doing the best that they certainly can to try to get back in the game as much as they can. It was interesting. I mean, from a culture, from a street culture, they seem to be making head waves. The Drake women actually played Maine today and they're sponsored by New Balance, which is kind of interesting to see some of their gear and stuff. But I know Kawhi's got his signature shoe with New Balance. I don't see that taking off. I don't see that working. What about Curry? What do you see? What do you think with the Under Armours? I think so. This is a shoe that just has never appealed to me. And I don't think any of the Curries, I just have never been like, but I think from a playability standpoint, I think they probably test out really well. Again, you're still not seeing a whole lot of people just rushing to scoop up the Curries or wear them throughout the league. So I don't know. What's your take on Under Armour and the Curry?
There's been some additions or releases of his shoes over the years that I would probably wear. I've never bought any. Just because, I mean, I've already got so many that I play in, honestly. It doesn't seem like that important of a shoe for me to just go and buy because I want it. But there are some that, and some of the colorways too, that are real interesting. I think some of the shoes look really cool. And they do stand out when you see him play. You know, you see Curry 30, 40 games a year, national television. So you're going to see more. But he does wear some, you know, quite a variation of colorways and some of the different editions of his shoes, which, like I said, some look nice and I'd consider purchasing them, and some just look kind of plain, honestly.
And then we might be the wrong age demographic for the Curries too. I don't know. We might be the old heads. So yeah. I don't know, because it's like from a player recognition standpoint, I mean, Curry is just so big. Like that dude is just like, I mean, him and LeBron are pretty obviously the face of the league. And so the fact that his haven't really kind of taken off a little bit more surprised me a little bit from that aspect. And like you said, I mean, you see him all the time. And so I don't know. It's not as easy like that. I think ultimately that's what I'm coming to, is that it's just not as easy to just really kind of force somebody into taking over the shoe market, you know, and that's something too, you know, the Luka he's with Jordan Brand. None of that has really done much for me. Haven't been hugely impressed with any of his shoes that he's had. Who else am I missing?
Back to one we talked about previously. Trae Young's on his third version of a Adidas shoe.
Okay.
Yeah. So Ice Trae.
So the old Ice Trays again. Like obviously not doing much for me. I didn't even know what those are looking like. Reebok will be interesting to follow if we're watching to see what happens, just because with Iverson and Shaq now taking that whole side of things over, it'll be interesting to see if they're able to stir up enough to at least get some foothold back in the game for a little bit and see kind of what they can do. I know you talked about the question lows, but Iverson had some time too with some of his shoes that were very popular there, and he had some nice ones. I mean, admittedly, those ones would be something that, you know, kind of stood out as well. You talked about and one, and I made this note back even, you had some and ones at the Kirkwood days, and I played in some and ones too, like not like competitive. I remember playing in, you know, like when I was in high school, open gyms and some of that stuff, but the Tai Chis, do you remember those like actually had some legit run? Like you used to see those in the league quite a bit. Obviously, I think Vince, you know, was kind of the big one in the league with the Tai Chis, but man, those had a run. But those are the ones that you had at Kirkwood, or do you remember what you had at Kirkwood?
I can't remember what I had exactly. They were all black. I want to say like KG was wearing them before he had a signature, like his own shoe.
Okay, yep.
For Adidas, but I can't remember the name of them.
Okay, because, well, KG would have gone, did KG, because he had the Nike, remember he had the
I'm trying to Nike think. One.
Remember, let's talk a minute on those. You remember those KGs?
Yeah,
those KG3s that the Florida Gators they would have been wearing during that heyday. Those were nice. Like I had the black ones. Love the black ones, but the white ones were good too. Those KG3s. Those were nice. The KG contract with Nike was weird too. That kind of, now that I think about it, that kind of feels like a Paul George where he only kind of had a signature, okay, we'll actually put your name on this one and then all right, you're out of here type of deal. And then he got the deal with Adidas, but again, big man's not going to take over the shoe market. It's not going to happen. So yeah.
According to the internet, the N1 Garnet 2 was 2002, 2003. That would make sense. Cause I was at Kirkwood from 01 to 03.
There you go. Boom.
I was like, that. I know I didn't make that up, but yeah. And then the other one, Brian, I just kind of dawned on me about making a comeback into trying to get into the basketball shoe scene is Puma.
Mm.
So there's been some recent Puma with guys like Scary Terry Rozier, Caleb Martin, Miles Bridges, Marcus Smart. So some of these guys are wearing these Pumas.
Well, and obviously the last big ones. Well, and the Mellows. The Mellows are big ones.
Yeah, right.
With Puma, that would be the big. And yeah, honestly, with the Mellows, those have been pretty good. I've looked at them. I've never actually put them on foot, but I mean, they're a little bit louder than what I need to be wearing. But from a shoe standpoint, from materials, the little bit that I've looked at them, they look kind of nice. I mean, that's a demographic too, where there's potential there. I mean, he's got, I don't know. I mean, he seems to be doing his thing. He's going to have to, I don't know, Charlotte's going to have to win some more, or something's going to have to happen for him to really kind of burst out on the scene, but there could be some potential in, you know, him grabbing more of a foothold for Puma and being one of these next signature shoe type of athletes. Because, you know, right now, I mean, LeBron, obviously 38, I don't know, I mean, he's telling us he can play 4, 5, 6 more years, I don't know, but
yeah,
him, and then, you know, Steph obviously has got what you would think a few more years after him. KD's right there. Where does the shoe game go next? I don't know.
It's a good question. Also, the defending slam dunk champion is Team Puma. Mac McClung.
Oh, geez. Is he on a roster right now? We know where he's at.
He is playing in the G League. He just he scored like 38 the other game, but I can't remember which G League team he's on.
Good for him. At least he's still getting paid to do his thing. So
Osceola Magic, he's down in Florida.
Oh, okay. Donovan Mitchell is another one too. Yeah. That with Adidas. I knew I was missing the third one. You got Dame, Harden, and then Spida is another one too. That again has put out what appears to be some pretty good and finding decent shoes. I just have never had. Adidas just has not sparked enough interest in me to really kind of get down that rabbit hole. But it'll be interesting to see what happens and see kind of where things go. I think that Kobe's is going to have a foothold on things here for a little while, just from a comfort and the fact that it's Kobe. It will be interesting, as we talked about, to follow the Sabrinas and see what happens there. Book and some of his, what's going to go there. Ja, once he gets back, if he can kind of keep his nose clean for a little while. I mean, Ja probably feels like the next possible way to go from that things, but he's got obviously a lot of work to do, and that might be a few years down the road. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. It's a lot of fun. Obviously, we just spent over an hour here talking about sneakers and the impact in which that it has. Jordan, it's been an absolute blast. I appreciate you taking some time and jumping on and hashing some things out with us. Hopefully you as the listeners enjoyed this journey down memory lane with us and some sneakers and talking a little bit of that shoe game. We appreciate you listening. Jordan, my man, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Always willing to talk sneakers anytime.
I love it, man. I love it. As always, shoot a shoot. Thanks for listening.